After meeting with Dr. Vogelsang, we started the case discussions, beginning with a patient from Dr. Harwin.
This is a 59-year-old man who presented to a podiatrist with pain in his right foot. MRI showed a destructive 4.5 centimeter in maximum diameter lesion involving the third metatarsal bone. The podiatrist performed a biopsy that showed clear cell carcinoma. The patient was referred to me for consultation. I ordered CT scans of his body, which showed a 6.6 centimeter mass in the left kidney, but no other sites of disease.
Can you talk a little bit about the man himself? Did he have any symptoms other than what was going on with his foot?
He'd had pain in his foot, and it had preceded this diagnosis, you know, for a number of months.
Otherwise perfectly healthy?
Otherwise perfectly healthy. Worked as an engineer.
So Dr. Vogelsang, we have a man presenting with metastatic disease, not uncommon. Can you talk through how you sort through this and what you'd be thinking about in this 59-year-old man?
Sure. So the average number of patients who present with metastatic disease has been pretty stagnant over all these years. It's still between 20 and 30% will walk in the door with metastatic disease. It's an asymptomatic tumor in the majority of patients. So the first thing you want to do is know what his metastatic burden is. And obviously, you want to see the CT scans.
Maybe I can interrupt and say, what did his staging show?
The bone metastasis or apparent bone metastasis to his foot was the only site other than the mass in the kidney.
What specific screening tests would you want in this situation, Dr. Vogelsang?
Well, I only do a CT scan, chest, abdomen, pelvis, and a bone scan. Ron's looked at PET scans. I don't think you've found any value to PET scans.
Dr. Bukowski?
I agree. For staging purposes, no, we don't use them. We looked at them as a way to determine whether you could find occult disease and, if you could, what the exact size was. And it became clear that with pulmonary metastases that you could not detect them sometimes when they were a centimeter to a centimeter and a half with PET scans. And so they don't seem that valuable in our practice.
Dr. Dutcher?
The disease just isn't growing fast enough in the majority of patients that they're PET avid.
Right.
I've clearly had biopsied tumors that were renal cell cancer and the PET scan was completely negative.
Okay, good input. So again, how would you think through this case?
So there's no need for a head CT, at least not except on protocol situations, so you don't need to do a brain MRI. And the first thing you think about is a nephrectomy. The standard approach is nephrectomy. You also have to start thinking about managing his solitary metastasis, apparent solitary metastasis. As Dean Hellman or Sam Hellman at University of Chicago used to say, an oligometastasis patient with just a several number of metastases almost certainly should be resected or at least offered definitive opportunities for cure. Some of these oligometastases may be embolic or thrombotic. Literally, a tumor thrombus may have broken off. I don't know how it would get into the artery to get that low, but that would be the thinking to start with, nephrectomy and definitive local control.
Dr. Dutcher, what do we know about the effect of removing a primary in terms of its effect on metastatic disease?
Well, that's always the hope that, in fact, you remove the primary and you get some effect on metastatic disease. Initially, it was thought that it was some kind of an immune surveillance effect, but there's also some thought now that perhaps the primary is a source of high levels of VEGF. And as you remove a growth factor effect, you might, in fact, have a spontaneous regression. But I think of those of us that see a lot of kidney cancer, spontaneous regression is maybe 1 in 20 years. So I wouldn't wait for it.
I got two
in 20 years. So I agree with Nick that if you have a solitary site of metastatic disease, I would strongly consider surgery.
Dr. Bukowski?
I would do a head scan in all these people. I just do it routinely. I'm not sure that's right or wrong. I think there's a very small incidence of occult CNS metastases that you find in the patient who presents with metastatic disease. So we'll do it at baseline, probably more just to have that information for future because the frequency then increases considerably. I think if you're going to do surgery in this particular patient, let's assume his CNS is fine, then you're looking at a way to perform nephrectomy. And I think the urologic community out there is, with increasing frequency, doing minimally invasive procedures right now. And in this gentleman, 59, he probably could tolerate an open nephrectomy, but the laparoscopic approach is much easier for the patient to get through. They recover more rapidly. So that's our preference. In the setting of metastatic disease, unless there's a compelling reason where you want to resect the retroperitoneal lymph nodes, this would be the way to do it.
I wanted Bill to present this case just to kind of get us in the mood of the fact that renal cell carcinoma is different than other solid tumors. And Bill, can you just sort of fast forward with this man up into the present?
After the diagnosis, then in July of 2002, on the same day, he underwent a radical resection of the right foot or third ray amputation and a left hand assisted laparoscopic left radical nephrectomy. A week after surgery, he required an exploration of the deep right foot wound with evacuation of a large hematoma. He then received postoperative radiation therapy to the foot 56 gray, completed in October of 2002. He did well until February of 2005 when he, on screening CAT scans, was found to have the left adrenal mass, and he underwent a left adrenalectomy for further resection of metastatic disease.
So obviously that was the only site of disease at that point?
Correct.
Nick, any comments?
No, it's one of those standard approaches. You do it and you hope that don't come back, but I think the studies suggest that even when you resect all disease, only about 10 or 15% will actually stay disease-free.
I'm just going to postpone the issue of systemic therapy in the NED situation until we get to the other cases, but do you want to continue?
So later screening CAT scans, the end of 2005, showed a right adrenal mass, 3.3 centimeters, and on December 29th of 2005, he underwent a hand-assisted laparoscopic right adrenalectomy. Pathology revealed a 3-centimeter metastatic renal cell carcinoma. Margins were negative. Because the urological oncologist felt the tumor was near or stuck to the liver, he referred him for radiation, and he was treated with some post-op IMRT, completed this past March 17th. Last month, an MRI of the abdomen showed no evidence of disease, and he continues to do well in the absence of any systemic therapy.
So it's now been almost 4 years since he presented with metastatic disease and has been treated primarily with surgery. Dr. Bukowski, any comments on this case?
No, I think this, fortunately or unfortunately, is pretty typical for patients with renal cancer. He had clear cell carcinoma,
yes,
I assume. And resection of disease periodically is sometimes the way to manage the disease. I mean, I think this has been shown over the years. Now, he's not cured. He's likely to come back with disease in the future, and you're doing surveillance for that particular purpose, but I don't know of anything better than surgical removal of disease in order to control disease in this particular setting. That's our approach.